Hello everyone, it's me, Samuel with Samuel Breckland Show. I want to debunk something real quick. So right now I am being stopped by some people, and they came into a place of where I used to work and caught me shopping and took pictures of me. And then just recently, as of yesterday, which is today is the 20th of January, which yesterday was the 19th, I am on my Discord account and found out that some people took pictures of me shopping. So, and I want to address it if it goes public or goes viral or something. That I was just shopping that day. Somebody turns anything they see into a negative these days. I don't know why. I mean, you know, even trying to be nice to people, people turn it into a negative. And you want to say, hi, how are you? How's your day? Everybody's like, oh, get away from me. Oh, nope. You know, let's stop doing that and turn everything to kind of a yes. And try to be more positive out in society, you know? There's no need for tearing people down when the Bible says build one another up and carry each other's burdens. You know, we should be doing that. We should be doing that. But a lot of people take it the wrong way. And for some reason, people think of God as a Santa Claus. I'm sorry, but God's not really a Santa Claus when it comes to me. I thought I was going to lose my ankle and lose a leg one year because I lost feeling. I lost stuff in there, you know, permanent damage stuff, which is still there because I didn't feel it needed to be worked on because it don't hurt or nothing. And I still don't to this day. Occasionally get the pain of where you broke it, but that's when it comes winter, like it is now. But, you know, that's everybody, you know. But when you do people that way, you know, it changes their mind about God, obviously, too. But on top of that, it turns them into depression and make them feel bad. Let's make the world a better place by trying to be positive and more set on God and more, you know, instead of thinking God as that Santa Claus, let's think of him as a real, you know, he is a real person. He is real. You know, he healed me from something that could have been surgeries right after the other, you know. He healed me from a lot of things. And, you know, we need to be taking God more serious. You know, that's why these bad weathers are happening. That's why a lot of things are happening. Don't you get it? These things are happening because the Lord and Savior is trying to tell us we're not doing things right. We're not going by what we should be going and doing. You know, that's, you know, I mean, including myself, I made mistakes. I'll admit it, yeah. I've said some not nice things to some people myself, but, you know, I also go and pray to the Lord, like, Lord, I want to pray about these people. They need your help, you know? You know, even I, you know, I can only help so much. You can only help so much, but the Lord upstairs can do the true magic and healing. So, but I'm telling you guys out there, you know, I do apologize or forgive those that have done me wrong. You know, sometimes I'll ignore you for a long time or won't have anything to do with you to get the message, hey, you know, there's something wrong with you inside, and you may need the Lord, you know? And so, or I may tell you to leave me alone, not talk to me again. But that's because I feel like something inside of you is you need the Lord because you have a lot of trouble inside. And you may need the Lord, you know? So, but still, at the same time, it's not really assumptions, it's more of your actions are speaking louder than words. And your actions prove, you know, a lot. You know, but don't emphasize those actions as to be prideful about it, because God don't want us to be that way either. He wants us to be, to be humble in all things that we do. So that's what it's really about. You know, and these people need to just leave me alone, you know, and pray to the good Lord, you know, that nothing, you know, that they seek for forgiveness and not have to endure punishment and karma and stuff like that, you know. They should seek, you know, forgiveness, and that's what we all should do when we go on those boundaries down the wrong path, is seek Him. So you guys take care out there, be careful. So, you know, and now there's some people that think you're very weird if you get really involved with God. And that's the ones that I think are on the bench of, yeah, but I don't really believe in God. He's just a Santa Claus to me. You know, this lesson here is about that. Don't take it for granted, you know, or take it by the grain of salt. You know, the Lord is real. He does look after His people. So, and, you know, he does heal, but, you know, just realize He's a real God, and He's not to be messed with, and He's not to be, He does not want you doing His people wrong. So let's not do that. Let's be Christians, settle down, and stop being on the naughty side, and let's get, you know, let's become real Christians and humble and show humility in our faith. Thank you guys for listening.